Good to be here. I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
I wouldn't want to be nowhere else.
Right.
I love this church. I love each and every one of you. I love the pastor, his wife. Me and my wife are talking today. We love our church.
Amen.
I thank God for putting me here.
Amen,
and you know, I thank God for calling me to preach.
Amen, Brother Shanks.
I didn't ask to preach. And God called me, and
amen.
I thought, how am I going to preach? I can't even stand up to nobody.
Amen.
Never could. When I was in school, I never could stand up and read nothing or nothing. But then God put me in place to preach His precious
amen.
Word. And I know God called me.
Thank you. Yeah.
I thank God for it.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, turn over to Revelation chapter 19. I preached this two nights ago over there at that revival I preached for. You know, it's a funny thing. People watch a movie three or four times
yeah.
and know what all's going to happen. But then if a preacher gets up going to preach a message again, they say, we just preached that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I preached one 10 years ago. And I preached at this church. That woman said, well, you preached that before.
Yeah.
Mom and Ellie watch a movie, 10, 50, whatever.
Amen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
God used it the first time. I mean, when He blessed it the second time. I mean,
amen.
God says, preach it. I don't care how many times I preached it.
Right.
But I'm glad God's good.
Amen, brother.
I'm going to read a few verses before I get to this Revelations. Over in Rome, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for your mercy. God, thank you for your kindness. Lord God, I pray you anoint me with my calling, God. God, I didn't ask to preach, but you called me, and I thank God. Well, God, I pray, Lord God, you drive back the opposing powers of hell. God, be one here lost and undone without you. God, they might get saved. And God, somebody walking afar off, they get their life back with you. And Lord God, you'd put a shout in our soul and help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Over in Romans chapter 10, verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says in Hebrews 13, 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of our of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Isaiah 6:3 says, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is full of His glory. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. Over in Revelation chapter 19, if you go there, it says, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteousness are His judgments, and for He hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God. And they sat on the throne saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thunders, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God open and reigneth. I want you to just raise your hands right now. Everybody, just raise your hands. I want you to say all at once, hallelujah! Now, didn't that feel good? Hallelujah, thank God! That's what's wrong today. You don't give nobody nothing to look for. You come in here, you don't have a hallelujah on your voice. Thank God this morning, Sister Linda got to singing, buddy, and God got a hold of her. You can see God squeezing her. Hallelujah! I want to preach on hallelujah living.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, it's time we get to hear preaching and living a hallelujah life. We don't have a hallelujah in our life no more. I tell you what, and you got to have a hallelujah life. You got to praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
I'm persuaded that when we enter into heaven, we're going to hear a voice of a great multitude. That's what it says there. And these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven. I'm going to tell you what it says. And I believe there'll be a great multitude of waters and much thundering of hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us also prepare ourselves for that great day. You say, well, I'm depressed. I'm down out. I'm going to tell you what. No matter what level your body is in, no matter how discouraged you are, what dungeon you in, how despaired you are, depressed you are, give God a hallelujah because He died for you. Keep all this in authority. Colossians 3:17 says, and for whatsoever ye do, or do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Psalms 118:28 says, Thou art my God, I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I'll exalt Thee.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, we've gone slack on God. We don't give Him thanks and give Him praise. We have accountability plus opportunity equals responsibility. It's your responsibility to praise God. Let God down all the time. I want to preach on who, what, when, where, how, why of the praising the Lord.
Amen.
I want to go to number one, who. We read over in Psalms, turn to 148. Psalms 148. I tell you what, it fires me up, boy. I get to thinking how short I come on praising to God. I tell you what, it says, praise ye the Lord. Now listen to this. You've got no reason not to praise God. Listen to this chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye all the angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him. All ye stars of light, praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commandeth them that they were created. He's talking about you. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all the deeps of fire and hail and snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all the cattle, and creeping things and flying fowls, kings of earth and all people praise, and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of His people, as the praise of all of His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise ye the Lord!
Amen. Praise God!
Yes. My goodness, what would it be? Everybody praising God. Yes. It sounds like a thunder coming out of here. Yes. Everybody lifting up their voice, praising God!
Yes.
Who's supposed to praise God? I tell you what, the saints gone by, they praise God, the heroes of the faith.
Yeah.
Moses, you take Moses, Elijah, Paul, you take John, you take all them old saints,
yeah,
they praise God,
yeah,
and give God glory for it.
Yes, yes.
We got more reason to praise God than anybody has. Old Job praised God. He said, naked I came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Buddy, we behind on praising God. We behind on it.
Yeah.
We ought to be, this morning we ought to pray. Hey, I was sitting over and God done told me to praise God, and I didn't do it because I thought, well, I'm going to blow my voice.
Yeah.
By the time Preacher Hyde asked me to do it, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
God done told me to do it. I tell you what, thank God I'm saved. If I lose my voice for another week, it'll be for God.
Amen.
It won't be because I stood hollering and you've been yelling for the Carolina Panthers
Amen.
To win.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
I bet you them people who won all that money in that lottery, I bet they was jumping up and down and hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the early Christians, they praised God. It says Acts 11 and 26, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that whole year they assembled himself with the church and taught much people. And disciples were called Christians at first in Antioch. Acts 2:46-47. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat in gladness with singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as be should be saved. I'm going to tell you what, if you want to see people get in the house of God, get them fired by God. Get them coming in and see what God's people's all about.
Amen.
You're not dead and dried up. You got to live a part of God in your life. You got God saved you. Jesus died for you. You got something to shout about.
Amen, brother. Thank God, that's right.
Hallelujah. Tell you what, who's going to got to praise the Lord? The righteous. That's us. The righteous should praise the Lord. Psalm 32:11. Be glad over the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in his heart. Psalm 33:1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise ye. Praise is comely for the upright.
Yeah. God.
I'm giving you scripture. I'll give you more scripture tonight on this than you've ever heard. He says, praise ye the Lord. You stand before God. You'll be guilty, but you've heard the word.
Amen.
He said, praise the Lord. He said, praise ye God. Who's going to praise the Lord? You and I.
Amen.
You and I. We're supposed to praise God. If you don't praise God, who you expect somebody else to? I tell you what, somebody might be back there just sitting on their heads, just talking at the bed, and you jump up and say, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they ought to be up shouting and going on.
Amen.
I remember the first time I shouted, boy, I tell you, as a servant, boy, I just got the can't help us.
Amen.
Never get the can't help us.
Amen.
And but I get in there, and I was back there, boy, I just moved around. And by that time, I just cut loose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I brought up, and I ain't quit yet. Still praising God. Sister Linda, it felt like a volcano going off in
you.
Boy, you get that all built up, and boy, you, what's wrong with you? You're not letting it get out. You're taking it out, and you're binding it in. Just let it flow. Let it flow. Praise God. And you get it all built up in there. Just get rid of it. Just give all the glory to God.
Yeah. Thank God, that's right.
That's what's wrong with us. You and I are to praise God. Psalms 34:1, 2, and 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hey, I tell you what. Boy, I love Jesus.
Yeah.
I love God
yeah.
for what He's done for me. God, give me all you and my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we got the biggest family of anybody.
Yeah.
You got people all over the world that love God.
Yeah.
Your brothers and sisters. And we got something to praise God for.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You and I should praise God. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. A holy nation. You're a peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Just give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm glad for the blood. Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Who hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son? Thank God. I'm not in darkness no more. I'm in the light. Praise God. Thank God, boy. In the light. Think about it. Hallelujah. I don't like the dark. I go out in the woods. I go hunting in the morning. But I got me 4 or 5 flashlights. I got, if one goes out, I got another. If that goes out, I got 3 or 4 more. I don't like the dark. I don't like being out there in the dark. I'm a child of the light. I don't want to be in no dark. Hallelujah. We got one thing in common. Let us exalt the name of the Lord together.
Yes.
You get to reading over in Psalms. I ain't going to read all this. 146, 147, 148, 149, 150. Every one of them start and end in praising the Lord.
Amen.
I think He wants you to praise the Lord, what I think.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, the seraphim is up there over in Isaiah 6:3, and it says, and one cried unto another. He cried unto another. He said, Holy! 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 Lord of hosts! He comes, it's that and cried out, Holy! 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 And another back here cried out, he said, Holy! 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 Let me tell you, He's holy tonight! Praise God! Holy! Holy! Praise God, hallelujah. He's a holy God. He deserves, He wants your praise. You're obligated to praise Him. That's what He wants you to praise Him. You say, well, I praise Him with my tears. I'll show you, you don't praise Him with your tears. You might just be giving a little motions. He says you praise Him with your lips. With a shout. Hallelujah. Praise. You said, I thought you was crazy. Yeah, you find out in them old formula. Hey, man. I tell you what. Hey, I tell you what. God put a shout in my soul. I tell you, when I got saved, He took a wickedness and a violence out of my soul, out of my body. Put me in a new, made a new creature out of me. Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm glad. I tell you what. Even the wisdom, people, wisdom and knowledge. He says in Romans 11:33, of the depth of the riches, both in wisdom and knowledge of God, and how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. In verse 34, who hath not known the mind of the Lord, who hath seen His counselor, who hath the first given of it to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him, for of Him. And now get this, for of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
God does what He does because He loves you.
Right.
I said, who? Now we're going to go to what?
Yeah.
What are we to praise God for? What are you going to praise God for? How are you going to live a hallelujah life if you don't know what you're praising Him for?
Yeah.
Every but bought child of God. Or no, you're praising Him for saving your soul.
Amen.
Yeah. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, my brethren, who it says, what now? I said, what are we praising God for? It says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God, the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad. I ain't ashamed to praise God. I ain't ashamed to praise God nowhere. Doesn't matter to me. I'll praise Him. What are we to praise God for? We to praise God for His authority and oneness.
Yeah.
I tell you what, over in Ephesians 4 and down 4, verse 4 through 6, it says, one. There is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. That's why you ought to praise God. You ought to praise God because of that. Psalm 17:7 says, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord most high. Psalms 8:1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Who has set Thy glory upon the heavens? O Lord, O Lord. He says, O Lord, big capital, O Lord, that's Psalms 8:9. Then it says, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth.
Yes. Right.
You think about it, our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ's name had never vanished away. As all these other rulers and people, their names have gone, people forgot about. But our Lord Jesus Christ, this old King James Bible, the Word of God, still goes on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got the Word. I tell you what, I got God's Word on it. And then what are we going to praise God for? For His power and His greatness. Hey, where would you be without the power of God? Where would you be without the great mighty things God does for you? Without the power and greatness of God, Psalms 152 says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Psalm 21:13, be Thou exalted, Lord, in Thy own strength. So will we sing and praise Thy power. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what you ought to praise God for. I tell you what, if you go over in Psalms chapter number 147, and it's got three verses, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to read it one way and read it back. And I want you to listen to this. Start with verse 5. It says, great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. He healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. Yeah. Now I'm going to read it the other way. He healeth the brokenhearted and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of stars. He calleth them all by their name. Great is our Lord in great power. His understanding is infinite. I'll tell you what. If you read it one way and you read it both ways, still means the same either way. Why? Because God's Word means what it says, and it says what it means. Men try to change Him, but you can't change Him. And then what are we praising God for? Because of His faithfulness. He's faithful to do what He said He's going to do. Over in Psalms 89:9 says, Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves there arise, Thou stillest them. You go down to the ocean and bird them big old waves come in there and they raise up and they just a rumbling and a roaring and white foam all and they come down and hit the water and they just smooth up on it. Hallelujah. That's the glory of God, what that is. God got His hand on them. That's the faithfulness of God in your life. You say, well, I'm going through it now. I tell you what, you might go through and have a rough time. But I tell you what, you save and you go out of this life. Look where you're going to be. Hallelujah. Everything's going to smooth out. Everything's going to be all right. You'll be in the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. You ain't going to scare me with death. Hey, no. Hey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go be with God.
Amen.
Faithfulness. He's true. Hebrews 6:18 says, in which it was impossible for God to lie.
Yeah.
He can't lie. He don't lie.
No.
God don't lie to you. God told me 38 years or so ago when He called me to preach, He said, I'll preach through you. And He's done that. And He's used me. He's never found me. He's never left me standing here with nothing to say.
Amen.
Amen. I told this young boy the other night, I said, buddy, a preacher called on him to preach and he didn't even really have a message. I said, just give up and give you testimony.
Yeah.
Hey, I always got something on my heart. I give you something. And I've been in that before. And God give me something. Just add the blue, bro. Hey, that right? He'll give you something.
Right. Yeah.
You study and pray and seek God. And God, you get up there. God won't leave you, Brother Danny.
Amen.
He's right there with you.
Amen.
He's faithful. Faithful. And then let me tell you what. Hey, what you going to praise God for His mercy. Going to praise Him for His mercy. Mercy is a position to be kind, forgiving, or helpful. Don't that sound like Jesus? What if He wasn't kind and forgiving to you? Good Lord, He already done killed me and put me in hell 1,000,000,000 times. But no, He's so loving and kind. He always looks down at me and says, get up, boy, just do it again. Do it again. Hallelujah.
That's
You say, well, I'm sick and tired of this mess. People run their mouth and all the time running their mouth and causing trouble and stuff. I'm just tired of this mess. I just get out of this mess. Let me tell you, hang in there till the will of God. You know the will of God. Because I tell you what, you step too fast and get out of the will of God, and then you'll be in a mess. You wait on God. God says go, you go. God says move, you move. Whatever God says in your life. God will do what He'll do. He's faithful to do what He says, and He'll give you mercy when it comes time. Romans 5:8 says, But God commanded His love toward us, and then while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Come unto me, all your labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden. He said, all you that are heavy laden. That's talking about everybody. All means all. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:30 says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah, His mercy. Over in Psalms 136, I'm not going to read all that, but I'm going to give you some of them. Over in Psalms 136, oh, I like this chapter. Psalms 136, talking about mercy. It said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, oh, for His mercy endureth forever. Down in verse 23, who remembered us in our low state, for His mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to our flesh for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of heaven for His mercy endureth forever. He wrote a whole chapter on it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think He meant what He said. His mercy will endure forever. It's just endless. Ephesians 5:20 says, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks unto God for all things. Hey, I tell you, it's hard to give thanks when you whack your finger like that. I mean, you got a big black place on and it's killing you. It's hard, but I just get out of praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what, there's more better than anything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I bet the devil said, what is he praising God for? I praise God because I know I ain't going to give the devil one, let him slip in.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, who, what, and I said, when? Who, what, when? When should you praise God? When should you praise Him?
Oh, yeah.
When should you praise Him? Bible says now, Psalms 19:01-64, 7 times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. I'm telling you what, 7 times a day equals 49 times a week, 200 times, 10 times a month, 2,550 times a year.
Amen.
That's when you ought to praise God.
Amen.
Tell me you ain't coming up short. I've come up short. I've given God the last piece of my life. I said, praise Him every day.
Amen.
Never get caught up praising God. Every day. We should praise God every day. Psalms 145:1. It says, I will extol Thee, my God, O King. I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Psalms 145:2. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever.
Amen.
I tell you what, you go into church. I mean, I've been in church, and you see their faces, everybody's lips dragging the ground. I'll tell you what, there's a wonder they don't trip over and break their neck.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, that's no way to be in church. You ought to come in, leave your differences, problem down there, and just get your happy face on. Come in the house of God and praise the Lamb of God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Man, wouldn't it be a good service?
Amen.
Get preaching to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Every day we ought to praise God early or late. Psalm 63, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry, thirsty land where no water is, there to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. He's talking about seeing him in the sanctuary, in the house of God. He sees him in the house of God. Well, we ought to be praising God. We ought to be shouting, giving God the glory. I'm not talking about a bunch of junk. I'm not talking about a bunch of kids. You go in some churches, the kids get up, run around the church and run around. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking with the power of God.
Amen.
Not some foolishness.
Right.
Don't believe in that foolishness. I ain't got time for that.
Amen.
I know when God's moving. Don't take me long to know when God's moving. It says to see thy power and thy glory. So as I've seen thee in thy sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. He said, my lips shall praise thee. You got to open your mouth. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands. I will lift up my hands in thy name. He says, He says, my soul shall be satisfied as with the mire and fatness. And he says, my mouth shall praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
He says, my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lips.
Amen.
Hey, your mouth, you got to praise him with your mouth.
Right.
And I tell you what. He says, when I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee night as the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. And all the day long we should praise God. Psalms 35, 28. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and thy praise all the day long. We should praise him from sunrise to sunset. Psalms 119 said, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day for the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The Lord's name be to be praised. From the sunset to the sunrise, where it says Psalm 63, 6. He says, when I remember thee upon my bed, meditate on thee in night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. He said, Psalm 33, 5. I lay me down and sleep. I wake where the Lord sustain me. Verse 4, chapter 4, 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thy Lord only makest me dwell in safety. Go to bed praising God. Get up praising God. Go to work praising God. Everywhere you go, praise God.
Amen. Yeah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. You do that, buddy, you'll find out you got a better day. Let me ask you something. Am I making sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So Hebrews 13:15, as I read, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, and is the fruit of our lips and giving thanks to his name.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, you'll be a whole lot happier person. Like the preacher said this morning, oh, Paul, is that happy, am I? I'll tell you what, old Paul, he told him, hey, he was happy.
Yeah.
He was happy. Right. Praise God, I'm going to tell you what. I said what? I said who, what, when. Now where should you go praising God? Where should you praise him? John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Yeah.
But where would you praise God of all places? In the worship service.
Yeah.
That's where you should praise God.
Yeah.
Praise him in the worship service.
Yeah.
Hebrews 10:23-25. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is the faithful and promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, for not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is exhorting, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Some people, they'll come to church one time, they don't feel like they need to come back no more, but I tell you what, you'll miss it every time you're not here.
Amen.
Right.
Every time you're not here, you're voting to close the doors in the house of God.
Yeah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise Him in the worship service. Praise Him. Who you ought to praise Him with. Where you should praise Him. Around your friends and neighbors. Let them know. It says Matthew 22:39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. You love your neighbors yourself. If you tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ, because you don't want him to go to hell. That's what he's talking about there. You tell them that Jesus saves. Jesus will save their soul. That's how you love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
We don't even do that. To my shame, I don't live close to nobody. They're about 3 blocks away. I don't ever talk to them people out there. It's a crying shame. I've lived there 30-some years, and I don't talk to them. The only time I talked to somebody one time, there was a motorcycle gang down there. And I got the witness of them. They said, well, won't you come down here and preach to us? Yeah, well, I wouldn't have minded. They get down and get all drunk, carrying on down there, burning big bonfires. They'll all put me in a bonfire. I don't know. They come up there one day, and their well broke. And they come up there, and I'd help them out. I'd give them water, and that'd give me a chance to witness to them.
Amen.
And I'd tell them about the Lord, and they'd sit there and listen to me.
Yeah.
And one day, somebody run over one of my dog I had. He'd come carrying that little dog up there to me and told him somebody run over my dog. I tell you what, they people done me right, but now let me tell you, these other neighbors, they would be mean to them and tell them to get off their land. They went over and tore one woman's door off her house, tore the windows off her house. I mean, they had to call up. I'm going to tell you what, they didn't bother me. They said, you need anything, you just call up, we'll help you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to just be nice to them.
Amen.
Hey, just bring this to them. Tell them, I tell you what I kind of got concerned. I told them I loved them. I thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You know, man, I thought, you know, they might think I'm one of them, you know. But I tell you what, I just let them know I loved them and cared about them.
Yeah.
They said, you wouldn't want us coming to your church. I said, well, come over there and find out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I tell you what, we need to be, praise God, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your loved ones. Psalms 35:18 says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says among much people. Had a brother, Tate Hunter, when I was down in New Testament. That brother, I don't care who you were. If he seen you in a grocery store, he seen you in a greeting world, he'd come up praising God. You can hear him everywhere. And he'd praise God and give God. If you was embarrassed or you was ashamed, buddy, you'd be turning red real fast. Because I tell you what, that man loved God.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, I'd see him. I'd go up to him. We just praise God. He didn't care. I didn't care.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank God they some old people to stand and they're not afraid of this world. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Psalm 57:9, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. Who should you praise? You praise God. Where should you praise God at? You ought to praise God in front of your enemies.
Amen. Right.
Give them praise. Give God glory.
Yeah.
They'll look at you and think you're crazy. I wrecked my motorcycle one time. I went flying around this curve, and I was trying to get around the curve, and I just kept drifting, and I seen a mailbox. I went up, jumped a ditch. I looked up, and there was 6 strands of barbed wire coming at me. A double cement drive in front. I laid that thing down, and I remember my head beating on that pavement going across there. Never so glad in my life that I had a helmet on.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I got up, I was praising God. Hallelujah! This guy come out and said, yeah, I'm a Christian too, I'm a Christian. Like they killed me, buddy. My back messed me up. I was out of work. But I tell you what, you let people see what you stand for, how you live. Let them know you stand for God.
That's right.
We're living in a time now, buddy, it's going to get harder and harder to let your color show. We'll find out how you are.
That's right.
You'll find out. I tell you what, doing in front of the enemy, Psalms 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. You get in front of the enemies a few times, and God gets to bless you, and your saucer gets to running over, the cup does, and get into the saucer there. I tell you, they won't know what to think.
Amen.
They don't know what to think.
Right.
This world thinks we're a bunch of screwballs anyway. You got all these nuts out here, all these people going around doing all the stuff they do. They don't know what it is to see real people that love God.
Right.
You can't bend down, you can't back up, you got to stand. He said, stand therefore. And then where are you going to praise God? Where are you going to praise God? Well, we're going to praise God and wherever we go and whatever we do.
Yeah.
Colossians 3 says 17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And it says down in verse 23, and whatsoever ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man. Hey, I ain't doing it unto man. Man ain't done nothing for me. I tell you what, if this world had its way, it would have done killed every one of us.
Yep.
Satan's kicked me, stomped me, beat me. I tell you what, Jesus picks me up every time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I get down and I don't get discouraged. Don't know where to turn. Thank God, that big hand of God come down and pick me up and set my foot back on that solid rock.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you to your face. I take the press of medicine every day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all that you know. Like I told them over the other night, I've heard these preachers back, oh, I take a baby aspirin and go to bed and don't worry about it. That's God, I have to take Xanax, I have to take Ambien, I take all kinds of stuff to get me to sleep because I worry and I think I have things in my mind all the time. Pray God if you take a baby aspirin and go to sleep. I mean, bless your heart. I take a Xanax, and that's a nerve pill I have to take. I don't take them all the time. I'm not a dope head or nothing. I ain't no dope head or nothing. Yes, I got a bottle of pain pills I've had for 6 months. I just take them one every now and then.
Yeah.
You say, why you need pain pills? You don't want to get me started. And they ain't hardly a part on me that ain't been operated on. I tell you what, where are you going to praise God?
Amen.
Hey, he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yeah.
He said over in Joshua 15:24-15, he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in the whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
This August, I'll be saved 40 years. But I put that sign on my door one time, and I've stood by it. I might have got to add the will of God once in a while. I might have walked the wrong way, but I come back. God brought me back, and God put me back up, rubbed the salve on my head, cleaned me all up, and said, okay, son, go do it again.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm glad I got a father that don't kick me out. I'm glad when I fall down and get out, he'll pick me up and he don't stomp me no more.
Amen.
He won't stomp you down in the dirt.
Amen.
Only one that does that is the Baptist.
Amen.
Yeah. We're the only army that kills the wounded.
That's right.
You get somebody wounded in the church, you get them down and just start stomping on them.
Amen.
The Bible says pick them up.
Amen.
You don't stomp them down.
No, sir. Amen.
I've been stomped too many times. Hey, how you going to praise God? How you going to praise God? We're going to praise God. I said who? Who, what, when, where, now how? How are you going to praise God? I'm going to praise God in my heart, in my soul, and in my mind. Matthew 22:37 says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. He doesn't leave nothing out. He said with all of it. So why don't you praise Him?
Amen.
Give Him praise and glory for being the God of gods, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings.
Yeah.
One day you will. They're shouting in heaven and screaming in hell.
That's right.
Yeah.
Matthew 12:30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy mind, with all thy strength." And this is the first commandment. And Luke 10:27, he answered and said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Psalms 111:1. "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright." And in the congregation, he said, "Praise him with your whole heart."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Brother Hyde, I've heard him say it many times. You get up to praise God, just say what's in your heart.
Yeah.
I sit over there, and you don't act like you don't either. I sit over there, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say that. And you know, get this thing in my mind, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. And then when I get up, I tell you, I don't say none of the stuff I thought. God puts it in my heart, and God touches my heart, and just bubbles out what God wants. So don't think there and say, well, I'm going to praise God, but I'm going to say this and this. And then sit down and say, well, I didn't say that or this. God didn't want you to say it. When I sit down for preaching, I'm going to say, well, I didn't even preach that. Because God didn't want it.
Right.
God puts what He wants
right.
in there. I tell you what. How are you going to praise God? You're going to praise Him by your sacrifice. He says in Hebrews 13:15, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." He said, give it to Him continually.
Yeah.
He said, how you do that? You go around with God on your mind and you just think about God. You say, well, how do you keep God on your mind all the time? It just does. It just happens. I mean, sure, I get out there working on cars and stuff, and then if something don't go right, boy, I get to praying, God's on my mind. I get to praying, God, help me. And boy, I get to begging God, and God says, okay, nut, here you go. Hallelujah. I'm glad He answered my prayer. You say, you still talk about that a lot. I tell you what, when you're out there and you're 60 years old and you take your stuff off, I take pictures of stuff so I can remember, because I can't remember no more.
Amen.
I lay my screwdriver down. I walk around. Where'd that screwdriver go? I'm just all over the place.
Amen.
I laid the keys down in the truck last night. And I looked and I went in the house and looked. And Greg says, here they are, dear. Here's some keys. This is what you're looking for. Tell you what.
Yeah.
Hey, man, bro.
Amen.
You gotta be tough if you get old.
Yes,
sir. If I tell you what, I've always had old thin skin, and I got right a place right here, Nick, and I declare about knocking my knuckle off. Just barely touched it. Hey, man. Thank God. Praise God with your sacrifices. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loveth me and gave Himself for me. Philippians 1:21. For unto me, life is Christ, and to die is gain.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yes.
How are you going to praise God? I said you're going to praise Him in heart and soul. You're going to praise Him in sacrifice. You're going to praise Him in acts of praise and good works that you do. Matthew 5:16, I read it. Well, it says, and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You're going to praise Him with your meditation in your heart. Psalms 9:19-97 says, Oh how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That's why you learn that Word of God, so you can have it in your mind and you can meditate on it. Get it going around. That's food for your soul. You know why you're weak? You know why you go around and you seem like you come to church and you just come to be here? Because you're not getting fed enough. You're not eating enough at home. You come and eat only food you get here at the church.
Right.
God, I'd starve to death, man. I got to eat during the week.
Yeah,
hey, I like food. But I'll tell you what, that's my food.
Right.
Oh, but I like my Bible. I love my Bible.
Yeah.
I love my Bible. I said in meditation, in prayer, your praise and waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. Praise it for God. Just pray and pray and seek God and pray and then pray some more.
Yeah.
And then I praise Him in an act of my voice. He says in Psalm 66, 8, Oh, bless God of ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard. Praise Him in singing. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. And sing forth the honor of His name, making His praise gloriously. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard.
Yes.
Praise Him. Singing. I can't say, boy, if I could sing, boy, I'd just bust out singing right now. If I tried to sing, you'd all put your fingers over you. I can't sing. Can't sing. I like to sing.
Amen.
I wish I could. I was going home the other night and had the heat on in the car. And Jacob, now he's a mess. Jacob, the little one, he's back there in the car. Had the heat going. He started singing, Oh, I wish somebody turned the heat off. I wish somebody turned the heat off. He just made up his little song. That's what you need before God. Just make your song of them. Praise God. Give God glory and honor. Okay, they are smarter than we are. In 1 Corinthians, it says, In everything you do, wherefore, therefore, ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And then last of all, why? Why should you praise God? In 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now we the sons of God, and He doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Psalms 113:2, Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
Amen. That's right. Thank God.
Holy, holy, holy
Amen.
Is the Lord of hosts.
Yes, sir.
See, holy to you tonight. And I got a conclusion to this thing. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Them which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, and with them be in the clouds to meet the Lord in air. And so shall we be with the Lord.
Amen.
I can't wait. We get over there, and buddy, we step in heaven. And much people were hollering, Hallelujah! 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 But I hope I'll have milk. I'll have a good tuning voice saying, Praise God. Praise God, I'm a shout. I'm a heart. You'll see me run down the street of gold, not streets, street of gold, and I'll be shouting, Hallelujah! Glory to the Lamb of God!
Amen. Yeah! Thank God, brother.
Where's your shout at tonight?
That's right.
Where's your shout at?
Right.
Where's your praise at?
Right.
You say, I don't feel like it. Don't tell me. I read you. I give you all scripture on this thing.
Right.
I didn't say one time it told you to feel like it.
Right.
No, you don't feel like it. God, if I come in here feeling like it, I would never feel like it.
Right. Yeah.
I come in here, my back, I ain't hurting at the moment, but my back kills me. It's funny how I get up here and preach and God just touches it.
Yes,
it's funny how God touched my throat. I appreciate who prayed.
Yes,
I'll tell you what. I get up in the morning. I told him, I feel worse when I get up in the morning than when I go to bed. I hurt so bad. I've had my feet operated on, my back, my gallbladder took out, my appendix took out. I've had my heart, had quadruple heart bypass, and on and on and on. I can tell you. I got a right to feel bad. You got that right? I just keep going on. Because one day, I'm going to have that glorified body. And I'm not going to never suffer no more. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank God, hallelujah. Praise God. That's something to praise God. I do that every time I take my tie clip off. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm saved, preacher.
Yes,
come on.
Thank God.